This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money and Nam Phan, also of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. You're going to use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. And the certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Now, and today's trivia theme, again, is random trivia. Today's show is going to be interesting because we're going to be talking about marketplace lending, and I want to find out why the audience should know about this, Mark.
So marketplace lending is a relatively new term, and if you're reading, you know, the business section or any of the business periodicals that come out, you're seeing a lot of references to this thing called marketplace lending. And what exactly is it, and why should you, the consumer and the investor, care? Well, you really should care because it is a fast-growing segment of borrowing. And marketplace lending, essentially, it's previously been called peer-to-peer lending. And prior to that, it was called private lending. And prior to that, it was called hard money. So really, when you hear someone talk about marketplace lending today, what's happened with the advent of technology and improvements on the internet and financial service companies that have sprung up in the last several years, and most recently, thanks to the crowdfunding legislation that was passed in 2013, that created an explosion of companies that are online making loans to individuals using private capital. And so that's now being referred to in the industry as marketplace lending. But if you hear the term peer-to-peer lending or private lending, it's essentially the same thing. Now, we've talked on this show for years about private money real estate loans. That's something we specialize in at Pacific Private Money. But we've lately been using the term marketplace lending to describe Pacific Private Money in a more modern fashion to kind of compare and contrast ourselves with some of the marketplace lenders out there that are making consumer loans or auto leases or business loans. We're in the real estate loan business, and there are real estate loan lending marketplace lenders. So we refer to ourselves at Pacific Private Money as regional marketplace real estate lenders, because all we make are real estate loans. Now, why as an individual, as an investor out there, should you be aware of the marketplace lending industry and what's happening there? And the reason is because marketplace lending has now opened up the opportunity for individuals to participate in high yield investments that previously were really only available to those who were the ultra high net worth, who were those people who were in networks that allowed them to see and be exposed to investment opportunities, oftentimes private placement type opportunities where they can get high yields, sometimes as much as double digits, but certainly in the high sevens, eights, and nines are not unusual. And so now, through this new marketplace lending platform, including platforms that we have at Pacific Private Money, anyone who is meets the term of and the qualification of being an accredited investor, and in the Bay Area, that's a fairly easy threshold to reach. You're talking about $1 million net worth minimum. If you qualify as under that accredited investor definition, you now can go online and look at various investment opportunities from these marketplace lending platforms. Now, you can certainly go to Pacific Private Money and learn more about them. I'm not going to name off the competitors, so you can find those yourself. Later in the show, we're going to tell you why you need to be concerned and differentiate the between different types of marketplace lenders because they're not all created equal. And even the ones that are making real estate loans aren't necessarily offering you the same type of investment collateral and protection when you invest on their platform. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But marketplace lending is it's exciting, it's growing, and it's really one of the other reasons it's growing. It's in response to the Dodd-Frank banking regulations that have made it more difficult for banks to make loans. And so whenever there's a void in the source of capital, you know, demand certainly hasn't stopped. People need money. Businesses need money. Buyers of homes need money. Individual consumers need to borrow money from time to time. If the banks aren't making them the same way they used to, say, 10 years ago, where do you go from there? And so that crowdfunding act that was passed in 2013, making it easier to raise capital, now they're looking to lend out that capital through their platforms, and more individuals, businesses, consumers, real estate investors are going online as opposed to the bank because now you got things where you can get the loan faster than you can from a bank, or maybe you've got certain situations in your credit history or your job history or others that make you less attractive to banks. And that's really one of the areas where marketplace lending is really thriving. And certainly at Pacific Private Money, if you've listened to our show before, you'll recall that the reason we're in business today is because we specialize in fast, reliable capital for those looking to close a real estate transaction or to borrow equity from their home. The thing that banks can't compete with us on is our speed. We're very, very fast and very holistic in the way we look at that. And so we'll continue to talk more about marketplace lending as the show progresses.
All right. We're going to cut to our first commercial break. And here is the trivia question. Which president accepted the Statue of Liberty on behalf of the American people? All right. Goodness. I'll tell you a hint. It was not.
It was not Taft.
That's Mark's favorite.
That's always my answer. Taft.
It wasn't Taft. George Washington, and it wasn't Bill Clinton. Okay, those are the two hints you get.
And
you got about 45 more presidents to go. All right, call 888-912-1190, and the first caller with the correct answer is going to win the free Tan Bella tanning certificate, which is good for five tanning things. Okay. Here's a question. Which president accepted the Statue of Liberty on behalf of the American people? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to grow their portfolios. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned as much as 7.5% with secured Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's secured Bay Area mortgage-backed investments where you choose the Bay Area property. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote potential annual yields of 7.5% or more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of Bay Area residents who've made millions with Pacific Private Money. A potential 7.5% return secured by Bay Area real estate is worth the call to Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150. Or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. Or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150. Or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Here was our first trivia question. Which president accepted the Statue of Liberty on behalf of the American people?
So bad with history.
Teddy Roosevelt?
No, Grover Cleveland. But I can't remember if it was his first or second presidency.
Grover Cleveland. He was the big guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was kind of big. Not as big as Taft, but he was big.
Is Taft really big?
He was like 300 and something pounds.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He goes out in history as the fattest president. Okay. And we've been talking about marketplace lending. And Nam, we're going to turn it over to you. And actually, I'm going to ask you this quick question. Do you think competition, because now that you're going to have a lot more lenders out there, theoretically, with this marketplace lending, shouldn't that bring the interest rates down?
Yes and no. I would say, the more competition, obviously, entering the space, it should. You know, you have more capital chasing fewer deals. There's a, finite number of loans out there. So over time, you'll see some erosion of pricing to the benefit of the consumer. So great for the consumer. But it also depends on the kind of loans or loan product or borrower. So kind of going back to something Mark mentioned earlier, you've got a lot of marketplace lenders, or also alternative finance is another term you'll hear, it's interchangeable, who are national in scope. So they're providing loans across the country. In those scenarios, it's very hard to underwrite it at a distance. So the easier the type of loan product it is, the more vanilla, then the more competition will be chasing those, especially amongst these national lenders. For regional companies like ourselves who specialize in a market, oftentimes we're doing deals that the national lenders can't do, just because it takes a lot more due diligence, a lot more an understanding of the marketplace.
Yeah, I can imagine a property in Kansas City is not the same as a property in San Francisco.
Absolutely. And that's why we won't lend really out of state. We know our market. And because of that, we're one of the few who can really underwrite and decision very quickly. That's one of the things we're known for.
Well, that's also why some of those companies that are out of state, they can't understand how the market value is here so high. And so they think it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And a lot of times they just won't touch those types of loans and they'll send them to us. And with that expertise does come a little bit of a premium, but we decision very quickly.
And another point on that is a lot of these new alternative finance companies and marketplace lenders that have sprung up in the last few years, a lot of them are based here in the Bay Area. In fact, many of them are based in San Francisco. And from an investor standpoint, let's say I'm going to invest with a company that's an alternative real estate lender. They happen to be based in San Francisco. They're well known. They've got a shiny website. You go on there and you look at investment opportunities, and a lot of those are in other states. And so I always wonder, it's like, okay, well, what kind of expertise does a California-based tech lending company have on properties in, Atlanta, Georgia, or in Texas, or in, other states throughout America? And, that's one of the things that it's a head scratcher for me, as the founder of Pacific Private Money, and, over the past 10 years is, we really have always avoided areas within California that we just don't understand, that we just don't get, and we don't lend out of state. And so you just want to be wary when you're investing on a nationwide platform on these real estate deals, because I get a lot of these emails, these promotions from these companies, and I scroll down and I look at some of the offerings and they say, there's a piece of this loan available. And I just wonder, I would be nervous about that. So I think the regional aspect of what we do, I believe adds, another layer of, let's just say, safety and security features, because we kind of know and understand the market, and we're not the only ones. So, not to say that, Pacific Private Money, we're the only regional marketplace. There are actually really good companies within California and elsewhere, and I know many of the...
You work with them.
We work with them.
A lot of times you refer deals to them, they refer
We do loans that they don't do. We do a lot of consumer lending, which a lot of other marketplace, regional marketplace lenders do not do. They just love the fix and flip stuff.
Sometimes it depends on also who's got the money at the time.
Yeah.
Right.
It's also interesting in California how much lower the interest rates are on loans on California properties versus other properties. And that's one of the reasons why some of the California-based lenders want to go out of state because they can earn a higher return both for their, you know, for their investor clients and for themselves. Whereas California, there's more lenders, and it's one of the more sought after states to invest in. There's a lot of confidence in the real estate market in California. The job rate is or the unemployment rate is so low, and of course, if you're a real estate investor, you know that jobs and unemployment rates and job strength is a factor of real estate price strength and real estate price appreciation. So anyway, that's we've got lower interest rates in California, and that's something that we battle at Pacific Private Money, is that we see competitors driving rates down. But I have a feeling we've kind of seen we're close to the bottom. And the reason for that is because investors below a certain return aren't going to be interested in, you know, taking the added risk of investing with these alternative investment opportunities. Then they're probably going to say, well, if I'm only getting 5%, maybe I should just stick with the stock market or bond market
yeah.
or munis.
Well, you know, one other thing that really isn't brought up in investing, you know, far out of state, like, you know, Indiana and all that, where, you know, I get the same kind of emails.
Indiana.
Yeah. And it's like, wow, you can earn, you know, a good rate of return on this stuff. But
yeah, 12% for right. loans in Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you can buy this property and rent it out.
Michigan.
But people don't really kind of go to the next step, which is, when something goes wrong, not if, but when something goes wrong, mm-hmm. now what am I going to do? Am I going to fly, to Indiana and try to figure out what to do, or just start dialing for dollars? And, hey, are you a good realtor? Can I trust you to handle this for me, you know, for this foreclosure? And, you know, you got to know all the rules and all that. And it's just, if you got something in your backyard, then you can easily handle it.
Well, yep. That brings up another point, too. It's when you invest on these online marketplaces and you're approving or you're investing in a particular loan, you actually might not be investing in, you're not going to necessarily be named on that loan. And so there's this phenomenon known as platform notes that a lot of these companies are issuing. And so what that means is that you might be green lighting your investment to go into this property, let's say in Texas, and you get you invest $5,000 of a $100,000 note. Well, if that thing goes into default, you don't necessarily have the right as an individual you don't have the same foreclosure rights. And so you really need to kind of understand what it means. Will the company guarantee your investment, or who's in charge? Basically, who's going to foreclose on that property? What does that mean to
and
you?
And I guarantee there's going to be some companies out there that are going to be fraudulent. Hmm. I guarantee it. I don't know which ones, and it's going to happen. You know, where, oh, you're part of this note. Well, turns out you're not part of the note. So for some reason, it's
right. Hmm. I mean, the platform note issue is new and untested waters.
Exactly, and when that happens, all the little guys come out and the fraudulent stuff. I hate that stuff. Okay, that's why I like dealing with Pacific Private Money, because I can look you right in the face. All right, here's our second trivia question: what Southern politician was shot and paralyzed by Arthur Bremer on May 15th, 1972? All right, that's our question. What Southern politician was shot and paralyzed by Arthur Bremer on May 15th, 1972? Call 888-912-1190, and you'll win a prize if you're the first caller with the correct answer. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
You know what I love more than anything? Having that summer glow all year round. Tan Bella Tanning Salon just opened their third Bay Area location in San Rafael. They aren't your run-of-the-mill tanning salon. They've put a modern twist on tanning. They have cutting-edge equipment that can actually turn back the hands of time by removing fine lines and wrinkles using skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella's two San Francisco locations have been voted top salon in the Bay Area for the last 10 years and best of City Search and Yelp. They have advanced levels of UV, including high pressure, which is like the Ferrari of tanning beds. They offer customer airbrushing and automated spray tanning. And let me repeat, they are going to take away your wrinkles with their skin-firming red light technology. Tanbella offers single sessions, packages, and unlimited monthly memberships that start as low as $29 per month. For first-time visitors, they have a buy one, get one free, and an additional 30% off by mentioning The Best of Investing. Just visit tanbella.com. They can't wait to meet you.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150. Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. It's Nam Phan, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, I've been calling you Nam Phan.
I know, and I haven't said anything
for... and Mark had to remind me one time. It's like, however you say Nam, you also say Phan.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. So I got to remember that. I'm sorry.
It just came to you.
It did.
That's actually. So funny.
Okay, here is our trivia question. What Southern politician was shot and paralyzed by Arthur Bremer in May of 1972.
And speaking of Nam Phan, he was too young to remember. That was George Wallace.
That's right. Very good. Yeah, okay.
That name rings a bell. Oh.
Well, he wasn't elected president, although he tried.
He tried. That's right. Okay. So we were talking about marketplace lending. We're going to shoot right on over to email time. So, Mark, question comes in. Why should investors invest in the Pacific Private Money Fund versus something like a REIT?
Okay, so the Pacific Private Money Fund is a debt fund. It could be described similarly to like a mutual fund of real estate secured notes. Now, it's not a mutual fund. It is a private placement. We have a private placement memorandum. It's what's known in the industry as a 506 Reg D mortgage pool fund. And all of that funky naming notwithstanding, it's essentially a debt fund, and the fund is up to $30 million right now, and we've got about 86 loans in the fund totaling $30 million.
And when you say a debt fund, you're investing
real estate
in
debt
mortgages.
Fund, right. Okay. So the only thing that fund exists to do is to be a lender to supply the money for real estate loans that we originate at the brokerage of Pacific Private
you're like,
Money.
So like a bank.
Right. It's like a bank. So there's Pacific Private Money, which is a corporation. It's a brokerage licensed in California to originate loans. And the fund is a separate entity. It's an LLC. It's Pacific Private Money Fund, LLC. And the members of that fund are the people who contribute their capital. So it's owned by the investors, the people who have put their money in. And we've got average investments as low as $50,000 all the way up to several people who are over $1 million. Actually, we've got a half a dozen investors in there that are between $1 and $2 million in investment, comprising that $30 million. So let's compare and contrast that to a REIT. So REITs are interesting in that, like stocks, they're publicly traded. And like stocks, the price goes up and the price can go down. The price can go below your investment price. That's something that is possible but not likely in the Pacific Private Money Fund, because we make loans at no higher than 70% loan to value, and the weighted average loan to value in the fund is less than 60%. So unless we had a very horrific downturn once again in real estate, it's not likely that your invested dollar, your principal, is at risk. It would really mean, you know, whether we're able to sustain the 7.75% to 8% return that we're creating right now through the fund. Now in a REIT, so it's like a stock. It's publicly traded. The Pacific Private Money Fund is not publicly traded, so we have a 1 year minimum investment period. You can't treat it like a money market account until after you've been in a year. After a year, in theory, you could put money in, you could take money out, and people do. We redeem monies every month, but it's not designed to be a liquid fund. If all the money is lent out in the fund and you need your money out tomorrow, we may not be able to accommodate you. So you need to understand the liquidity issues of investing in a fund. But some funds, including ours, are designed to be liquid because we make short-term loans and we're always getting new invested capital. So we have not had an issue redeeming anyone's monies yet, even in an emergency.
Well, yeah, when a loan pays off, you first see if there's anybody who wants to get out,
right,
before you redeploy the money in a new loan.
That's exactly right.
So you don't have to just wait for new money to come in, because that may or may not come in.
Right. And so let's get back to a REIT again. So REITs are designed to distribute somewhere between 90 and 95% of their profit to the REIT shareholders. The challenge with that is how is that profit defined? So every REIT is different on how they define, you know, what is profit. And so those distributions can and do vary quite a bit. And I know, Edward, you're fairly familiar with REITs. You once were in charge of a group that had to go in, I guess, and audit and wind down a REIT.
Was that there was a $500 million REIT that used too much leverage. Mm. And when they went bankrupt, there were 29,000 shareholders.
Oh,
and I got appointed by the Department of Justice to be the chairman of the equity committee. And so not of the company, but everyone was in their little camps, and I was supposed to protect the 29,000 shareholders. And I'll tell you, they raped and pillaged this thing.
Wow.
Even
so,
in bankruptcy.
Do most REITs use debt, or is it different?
This one didn't have debt for a while, and then they started to leverage it. But most of them usually do use some debt.
Okay.
But again, you know, the main question, like you brought up, is how do you define profit? What if the guy running the REIT decides, you know, we need all new furniture, or we need this, or we need that, and it hits the bottom line, and you're left with, you know, $500 left of profit? Oh, sure, we'll distribute 95%, but 95% of $500.
So if someone tells you you should invest in a REIT because it has more, stock-like traits, and is more liquid than, say, a private placement, you know, one of the things you're going to want to investigate is that not all REITs are the same. Some use leverage and some don't. You want to look at their historical track record for distributions. I mean, there's a lot of variables. It's almost as variable as picking stocks themselves.
Well, that's true. And also, it really comes down to the expenses. Because, I mean, how many times have... Mm-hmm. You know, you've seen situations where someone says, let's get into a deal, a partnership or something. And, they want you to be like a JV partner. And they say, and what we'll do is we'll split the profits some percentage, right? And the way I look at it is, no, I don't want to be your partner, because if you determine what the profits are, I mean, I don't know what kind of expenses you're going to throw in. I'd rather just say, no, I'm going to be a lender and I'll have an exit fee or some, you know, percentage of sale price. Of the sale of the building.
Right, right.
So don't hear what I'm not saying. And we're not anti-REIT, just like we're not anti-stock. It's just that you when someone says to you, for example, we had this situation come to our company recently where an investor said, hey, I went to this event and I talked to the person who was talking at this financial seminar about... You still hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yep. Okay, good. Asked about mortgage pool funds, and the person who was the sponsor of that event said that they were not in favor of mortgage pool funds, that you should consider REITs instead. And so again, there's different... everyone has a different opinion in investing, and some believe you should have all your money in stocks and bonds and nothing in alternative investments, because alternative investments historically, they're not regulated the same way and they're not liquid the same way as stocks and bonds are. However, if you're nervous about the stock market, maybe you think it's a little on the high side right now and you wonder going forward, maybe you want to take some of your profits and redistribute that a little bit, or if you're also, nervous about REITs because it has stock market-like behaviors, take a look at alternative investments. At Pacific Private Money Fund, we just passed our 4-year anniversary. We have distributed at an at a 7.5 to 8% annualized rate, month in and month out, without fail for those 4 years. And yes, we're looking ahead and going, well, what about when the next cycle hits? Well, we've designed the fund to make short-term loans, and short-term real estate loans, by their nature, are generally, I won't say immune, but they're certainly less exposed to changes in the real estate cycle. So we're very bullish about our program, and please get a hold of us for more information.
At
PacificPrivateMoney.com. Go to PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Or 415-883-2150. I can just keep feeding you the answers there. Okay. Here's our next trivia question. Who was the father of Cleopatra's twins? Who was the father of Cleopatra's twins? 888-912-1190. Give us a call.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. For information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Here is our next trivia question. Who was the father of Cleopatra's twins?
Let me guess. If it was Cleopatra, so it was Mr. Patra. Is that right? Is that? You're not taking me very seriously here.
that's funny, though. I like that.
So I'm wrong. I guess I'm wrong.
His all first right. name was well, Mark.
Yes.
And what was the last name? Anthony.
Antony. Okay, Antony. Yeah, that's right.
Mark Antony.
Mr. Patra. I like that. Yeah, Cleo was the first name. Patra was the last name. Right. Very good. I like that. Okay, so Nam, we have an email question that came in that you can answer. It says, if I invest in the Pacific Private Money Fund, can I see where my money is going? So, like, what's the transparency of the fund?
Yeah, good question. So, something that Mark mentioned earlier is the answer is yes. Investors can log into our investor portal, which is right on our website, and see every month the list of the most current loans in the fund. So, the properties, the market values, the amount, the LTV.
And you can actually pull preliminary title reports and see that you really, that it's not like you just say that you have these investments.
Absolutely.
And there's online tools you can go to. It's, you know, everything from Zillow to Redfin and other places. You don't even have to actually, you know, go to a title company and pull a report now. There's online tools you can use to actually see valuations and potentially see market sales and debt.
Oh, yeah. And you can see who's recorded on the...
From some real estate web portals. Yeah,
oh, very cool. Right. Okay.
And just to add to that too, something that Mark was talking about earlier, you know, the industry has become much more transparent, which is great for the consumer. Mm-hmm. Marketplace lenders in general are really elevating the transparency. So it's becoming a much more, grown up industry than what it was 10 or 15 years ago.
And it may not be considered an alternative investment anymore, you know, pretty soon.
Right. I mean, right?
It's certainly not fair to compare it to mortgage pool funds and alternative investments from 10 or 15 years ago. And that's what upsets me when someone says, well, I knew someone who lost a lot of money in a mortgage pool fund, or I lost money in a mortgage pool fund. It's like the business model isn't even closely resemble what it did 15 years ago, before Dodd-Frank and before the demand for alternative finance has completely changed.
Well, and there was a time, and if I'm not mistaken, I think it was in the 70s, where people from the 60s lost a ton of money in REITs. And so REITs were completely out of favor.
Right.
It was I'll never invest.
So is that a reason not to invest in a REIT today, because in the 60s it was a terrible investment?
Yeah. You know what? Guess what? The stock market crashed in July of 1987 also. Mm-hmm. But does that mean you should never buy another stock again? Yeah, probably not.
Right. Right. There's so much more information available to investors to make a sound decision. to do their due diligence. So going back to, you know, our scenario, we provide the list of properties every month, and it's updated every month as loans pay off and as we add new ones to our fund.
Okay. And again, just before we go into the deal of the week, how do people get a hold of you guys?
They can reach us at www.pacificprivatemoney.com, or they can call us at 415-883-2150.
Okay. So, Mark, give us a deal of the week. Explain to the audience like what you guys do for a living.
So we're working on a deal this week, and just backing up a bit, you know, talking more about, you know, why we're different, why marketplace lenders, why alternative finance companies are different today than they were 15 years ago, why a mortgage pool fund today is not likely similar to the ones that got in trouble 10, 15 years ago when the market changed. It's the nature of the type of loans that we're doing today versus what were being done in most mortgage pool funds 10, 15 years ago. 10, 15 years ago, banks were pretty much lending to everybody. That's how we got into trouble in 2008, that you could essentially get a loan simply by having a decent credit score. And your mortgage broker at the time would probably fill out the paperwork for you, put in a whole bunch of numbers that didn't make any sense, and you'd sign it and you'd get a loan. That doesn't happen anymore today. And so going back, you know, 15 years ago, as a result of the fact that most borrowers could get bank financing, the type of loans that alternative finance and mortgage pool funds were making were riskier type of loans. They were making land development loans and other junior liens to people in financial distress. And so the quality of the loans in a typical portfolio were much, much different than they are today. They were riskier in nature. Fast forward, we're in 2017. What types of loans are in the Pacific Private Money Fund portfolio? They're mostly to people with credit scores above 700. They're mostly short-term loans to people who can qualify for bank financing. They just need more time. They're mostly to people who are buying, remodeling, and flipping properties, and they're not high LTV situations. We're not making risky land development loans, and we're not generally making seconds to people in financial distress because, quite frankly, we're not allowed to do so anymore under the Dodd-Frank predatory lending guidelines. So with that being said, let's talk about a typical loan situation that we're working on this week. We're working on the client is going through a divorce. It's a woman going through a divorce. She wants to buy her next home. And so she's got two strikes against her as far as the banks are concerned. One is she's going through a divorce, and that's uncertainty, and banks don't like that. Her bank told her that she needs to finalize the divorce before she'll qualify for a loan from them. The second thing is the job she's been at currently, she's been there for 11 months. That's just shy of what typical bank regulations require, a 12-month minimum job seasoning. A third strike, which she doesn't have, would be she's got to close next week. Well, in this situation, and that's typical for us too, we get a lot of deals where maybe everything else is perfect. You know, they've been at their job for a while. They're not self-employed, so they've got good W-2 income. They're not going through a divorce. They don't have any hiccups on their credit. In fact, we do a lot of loans to people with over 800 FICOs, and people go, "Well, why don't they just go to the banks?" They get all like, defend. You know, it's funny how people react that way too. And they can't go to the bank if they have to close in a week or two. Banks aren't designed to provide fast funding purchase money loans. They're just not anymore. The average conventional loan takes 45 days to close. Now, that's not true in every situation. We have some co-hosts here like Rob Spinoza of RPM Mortgage. They've got a program that can close in 21 days. But everything has to be perfect as for you as the borrower for that to happen. And we help a lot of clients who are trying to compete with cash buyers in the Bay Area, which still comprise 25% of purchases. 25% of real estate purchases of single-family residences in the Bay Area are still done in cash. And so those cash buyers have an advantage over you if you're using financing to compete on a purchase. So what some frustrated buyers have done, they've come to Pacific Private Money with their excellent credit, cash in the bank, everything is perfect for a conventional loan, but they want to be able to make an aggressive purchase offer and close. A typical would be close in 11 to 14 days. with a no contingent or low contingent purchase offer. And so that's another way where we can help. So we're now in the business as an alternative finance real estate lender of helping people compete in a very tough, aggressive marketplace. And we're here to help people who have something in their story that causes their bank or mortgage broker to say, you know what, we can't help you until you fix that one thing. Well, if they're ready to react today, they want to buy the home now, that's where we come into play.
Very good. Why don't you guys, again, one more time, give out your information.
So PacificPrivateMoney.com, PacificPrivateMoney.com. If you haven't been there in a while, go again. We're always adding content. We're working in our little studio at our office in downtown Novato, recording new vignettes and updates, and we're talking on the drive down here to the studio today about some more stuff that we're going to work on and record. So we're adding more and more information, and if you're a fund member, be sure to go to the investor portal and take a gander at the balance sheet, profit and loss statement, and the current loan portfolio of the Pacific Private Money Fund.
Very good. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back with some closing comments.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. And Mark, you know, one of the things that you hear about also today is impact investing.
That's right. Yeah, the term impact investing is thrown around a lot. I hear it at some of the events we go to where investors are being shown investment opportunities. And so I've been asked, so what kind of impact does the Pacific Private Money Fund make in the local communities? And it's a great question because we've been actually kind of beating our chests, so to speak, for years about how companies like ours, companies like Pacific Private Money, who provide alternative financing for people who can't get it from banks, the good work that we've been doing in communities. And there's really two types of good works that we're doing. Number one is it was really private capital that was the catalyst for the recovery in the real estate market as we've seen it over the last 5 years. And what I mean by that is all of the contractors, remodelers, construction people, real estate investors that were buying up foreclosed properties, distressed properties, many of them in sorely in need of remodeling, buying them, remodeling them, making them turnkey for families. And what that did is it took neighborhoods that were highly distressed in areas all over the Bay Area, and it transformed homes, streets, neighborhoods and local communities. That was done with private capital. That's not being done by the banks or the conventional lenders. They were on the sidelines in 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012. For the most part, they're still on the sidelines today in 2017. It's private capital that transformed communities and was the catalyst for the real estate recovery. That's number one. Then number two would be what we were just talking about. We help people who positively need to close next week, close on real estate transactions. We give them a plan B when plan A, banks and conventional financing, is not an option. We help families get into the homes they want and need. Oftentimes they have a non-refundable deposit at risk. They're going to lose tens of thousands of dollars if they can't close next week and their bank has said, I'm sorry, we can't accommodate your situation.
So you're not like the evil banker, you're like the good banker. So if I'm watching It's a Wonderful Life, you're
good
more
banker.
Like George Bailey rather than Mr. Potter.
Well, it's true. It's the predatory lending practices that many people associate hard money with, and I hate that term. We do not use that in our business anymore. In fact, I think we should have a swear jar at Pacific Prime. Anybody says hard money, they got to put a dollar into the swear jar. But we are not those companies are for the most part out of business. They went out of business shortly after 2008, 2009, when everything went to heck in a handbasket. And so thanks to Dodd-Frank, you know, we are now much more regulated. We're not as regulated as the banks, and that's actually a good thing for consumers. So we're regulated. We have a higher quality deal flow. We help communities. We are positively impacting local economies here. And so if you invest with a company like Pacific Private Money, you can actually feel good that you are helping communities and you're not investing, as one of your dumb friends might say, oh, those guys are predatory lendings, you're investing with loan sharks. Well, that may have been true had you invested with a company 20 years ago, and we didn't exist 20 years ago. We were founded in 2008 to supply capital to those in need. And so for more information about Pacific Private Money, like we said earlier, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about your situation, whether you're a potential borrower or a potential investor. Please give us a call. We're great to talk to. 415-883-2150.
Very good. I want to thank Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money for joining me here in the studio yet again. All right. Thoughts for the day. Newt Rockne said, one man practicing sportsmanship is far better than 50 preaching it. I like that. And Aris Parsegan, the other coach, right, said, a good coach will make his players see what they can be rather than what they are. I like that too.
Nice.
All right. Well, tune in next week to The Best of Investing, because we're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown. We're wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.